Okay, well, my name's Tom O'Brien. Mm-hmm. I'm originally from the Liberties in Dublin, now living out in County Meath. I went to Sing Street School. I was there from 67 right through to 77. I did my leaving. And towards the end of my time in Sing Street, I was asked to help out with a disco for some kids that were handicapped or whatever, and they were had disabilities. And so I said, grand, I went along with this guy, Paul Downs, who's also a DJ from radio. And we did a disco. We got on great. So we started doing discos together just as kind of a hobby and way of making some money. So we went off doing parties, 21st, weddings, anything we could. Eventually, we ended up in the ice rink in Dolphin's Barn, and we used to do there every night of the week. So either Paul or myself would do that. We got involved then first with Radio City. I think it would have been kind of late 1979 or so. And Paul was doing a show, and I started doing a late night show, kind of like Friday nights. I remember starting around midnight and going till 2 or 3 in the morning. After a while of doing that, then I kind of drifted into doing the Saturday morning slots, so maybe 9-10 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday for a couple of hours, and that went on for best part of a year and a half.
And where were you based in Radio City there?
Radio City was in Capel Street. It was kind of on the corner, in a building on the corner of Capel Street and Abbey Street.
And how long were you on air?
Yeah, as in per show or overall?
Overall.
Would it have been around a year and a half or so?
Yeah. Was it an AM, FM, shortwave?
Oh, it was AM.
AM. Okay.
Yeah.
And so who was kind of the overall in charge of Radio City? Who was the big bosses, if you will?
To be honest, I can't remember the chap's name. It was a guy who ran a karate school up in Rathmines, and I think he was involved in various other kind of businesses. Mm. I won't say anything more than that.
No problem. And were there many people involved then?
There was quite a lot of people. Well, there was one guy, and my friend Paul comes along later on. He's better at remembering the names, but there was one guy who looked after all the electronic equipment. We had one room that was basically kind of wires everywhere and repeaters and all sorts of transmitters in one room, and nobody was allowed to go in there except the engineer. Because otherwise we'd either knock ourselves off the air or we'd electrocute ourselves. And then there was the guy who was doing who ran the overall thing. DJ wise, I reckon there must have been at least 15 to 20. And then there was, like, I had a producer, a guy called Kieran Ebbs, because I was big into discos and that kind of stuff, but he was more into the Warren Zevon and that type of music, and so he'd produce a lot of my shows and a lot of the music that I'd play.
And were you all music, or was there any sort of news community?
No, it was all music. This was the time, you know, before 2FM, it was all just talk radio, you know, RTE1, Farm Reporting, that kind of stuff. And this was our way of getting music out there, so it was really all music.
And what sort of interaction did you have with the listeners of Radio City?
We had a phone line in, and I mean, we get lots and lots of requests, and I mean, that was it. We actually had quite, I remember one year, I think it was 1980, would have been coming up to Easter, we ran an Easter egg appeal. And we got thousands of Easter eggs in, and I mean, this was for, you know, kids in Our Lady's Hospital up in Crumlin and that kind of thing, Temple Street. So I mean, but we had quite an impact, I think, because, like I said, we used to get loads and loads of calls from, we'd run competitions and people would ring in, asking requests, that kind of stuff.
And were you working on a voluntary basis for fun, or were you getting paid for your?
No, it was all on a voluntary basis. Yeah, I mean, we did for money. I had a day job, and then I was doing discos as well. You know, working kind of at night, but the radio was purely voluntary.
Did you ever run any ads on the radio?
There were ads that run on the radio, yeah.
And so, was the station ever raided or jammed during the early 80s?
Trying to remember back. I don't ever remember being raided. I think we may have been jammed a couple of times.
But do you know why you would have been jammed?
Well, because it was basically illegal.
Yeah. And, wasn't interfering with any other signals?
Not that I'm aware of, no. I mean, it was quite a popular radio station, well, particularly in the central Dublin area. But I can't say that we were interfering with, like, the telephone system or the, you know, emergency service or anything like that. I think they just blocked us just for the sake of blocking us, like, you know.
And what was the sort of the technicals of the equipment that you would have used?
Well, it was really high-tech stuff. You know, we had two decks and a mixer and a microphone. That was it. You know, it was very basic stuff. You know, it's not like today, which are, you know, kind of everything's on computer. But back then it was, you know, you had your the mixer in front of you and you would slide the sliders up and down to talk and whatever.
And were you on the air in sort of the end of 1988 when all the pirate stations were sort of forced to close, or were you?
No, we were. I think, as far as I remember, we moved away from Radio City. I think it was around the end of 81 or so, and I think it went off the air as far after that. The other station I was kind of only kind of peripherally involved with would have been ARG. Because from the ice rink, we used to broadcast on ARG once a week, and you know, we just literally connect up with a phone line, and then whatever we were playing into the ice rink was what went out on the radio.
Do you have any kind of do you remember any interesting anecdotes or anything sort of funny stories that happened during your time?
Well, I remember it used to be lots of girls hanging around. Not that I had a girlfriend, so I was immune to those kind of things. I remember working with Declan Meehan, who went on to bigger things in the DJ world. I think Colm Hayes was there for a while as well. But funny things, not really, no. I mean, we used to hang around it for a while, but most of we were just in and out doing our show, and then we'd head off. Can't really say anything. nothing that could be...
Nothing that you'd want in an archive.
No, don't be down the courts, you know, kind of being accused of anything.
That's no problem. Well, thank you very much. I think we've gotten through everything there.
Great.
And yeah, thank you very much.
All right, thanks.